The price tag for a highway out of Juneau has risen $100 million in 2 years, according to the State Transportation Department. DOT's new estimate for the road, ferry, and terminal is $449 million. The department's most recent estimate in October of 2007 was $350 million. The preferred alternative for the 50-mile route runs from Echo Cove to the Katsiheen River, where a ferry terminal would be built. Project manager Ruben Yost describes the increase to inflation and to recent findings about an area known as Zone 4. The new information comes from the Golder Report, a geotechnical study commissioned by the department.
Zone 4 is the segment from basically just south of Comet, Sweeney Creek, up to the Katsiheen River. And those costs went up, in our estimate, about 82%. We met with Golder representatives in November and December, and that led to the inclusion of two tunnel segments and several additional bridges. We also had areas where rather than cutting into the hillside, we build below a problem area and build retaining walls to retain the fill.
Yost expects rising inflation to increase costs further, but he says DOT will not calculate another estimate until a federal court rules on an appeal of a requirement to conduct additional environmental impact statements on the proposed road.
The selected alternative is essentially placed on hold, given the fact that the judge vacated the Federal Highway's record of decision. So, you know, the state has filed a notice of appeal of the district court's decision. So the next step is for the Ninth Circuit to rule on whether or not the EIS was adequate.
Meanwhile, an independent estimate by the Federal Highway Administration's Western Federal Lands Highway Division sets the project cost at $491 million. Yost calls the less than 10% difference between that estimate and DOT's estimate insignificant. If anything, he says it suggests, quote, that neither estimate is way out of line. Lois Epstein, director of Anchorage-based watchdog group, the Alaska Transportation Priorities Project, begs to differ.
All along, watchdog organizations have been saying, you know, you need to look at all these serious geotechnical hazards, rockfall potential, landslides, avalanches. You need to consider whether tunnels are needed. And now DOT has said they are needed. We would contend that potentially they are still underestimating the cost. We need to know what a worst-case number is going to be, not just a lowball number. And I fear that's what we have right now.
Epstein says that the independent Zone 4 estimate was based on a per-mile cost rather than on design costs. She says a per-mile estimate is much less accurate than a design-based estimate and can lead to an underestimate of overall project costs.